from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
4 o'clock hour, live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Start with the stock market report. That's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Tree is hoping for an up day on Wall Street, and it is, moderately. Dow Jones up 56 points. S&P 500 up 13 points. NASDAQ up 5 points. So not a ton of action, but we'll take green over red any day of the week. Crowder, your cat talk on a potential closeout Stanley Cup final game 5 tonight. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. I'll just set the scene for you here at the Amerant Bank Arena. The Pantherland store has been open since we've been on the air, and people have been coming in and buying merch. And I'm looking over the front of the building right now, and all the tents are going up, and all little activations are going up right now. There's going to be a lot of action here. So the official timeline: parking gates will open at 5 p.m. So about 52 minutes from now, parking gates will open at 5 p.m. Doors to the Amerant Bank Arena will open at 6:30 tonight. And game time is called for 8 p.m. We know that it will start a little bit later than that. But again, parking lots open at 5, so less than an hour away. Parking is $75 per car. So take that information and do with it what you want. But parking is $75 per car. If you want to do ride share, the drop-off is at gate 3. Pickup is at gate 2. And, again, parking lots will open in less than an hour. This place is going to be packed. Panthers are slight favorites tonight. My gut, Tree and I were just having a conversation with a couple employees here at the arena. My gut tells me that they do win tonight. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling of confidence, but not overconfidence, which is, I think, what I had on Saturday night. As someone we were talking to, she said there was a lot of hubris Saturday night, and I'm not feeling that tonight. Still feeling confident. Nobody wants to go back to Edmonton. I feel good about the Panthers being able to hoist a Stanley Cup on the Sunrise Ice tonight.
Being in Edmonton for, what, 3-4 days, the last game in Edmonton, you know what I'm saying, not being around your family, not being your comfortable weather. I think they got back home. saw their family, ate their food, had their normal, you know, regimen of what they do pregame. I got some hubris tonight. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I hope your hubris pays off because I'm ready for this to be over. I am ready for the Panthers to claim their first Stanley Cup ever. And we will find out just about 4 hours from now.
And, Hawk, let me just help the people because I didn't even tell. Were we there? Tuesday game two?
Yeah.
I lost my truck in the parking lot. I lost it because I was so used to, you know, leaving at 6 and the game not starting at 8 and, you know, like knowing exactly where my truck is. When I walked out that arena, the parking lot was already full, and I walked up and down the aisles for about 5-10 minutes just hitting a little bing button. I couldn't find my car. I felt like an old man.
This is a frustrating parking lot at times because there is a part where the parking lot, you can go down or you can continue around. And if you make the wrong choice, you'll never find your car.
You're in Parkland.
Right.
You turn right, you go to Parkland. Like, yeah. I couldn't find my car.
Yeah, I feel for a lot of people here because it can get difficult. I once went to a game. Dr. Chuck was with us, and my wife and I were leaving the game. And I don't know, we had stopped in the, you know, in the building, talked to some people, whatever. It's like 30 minutes after the game. Lori and I are driving out. The parking lot's pretty empty. And I see Chuck and his two kids just wandering around. And I'm like, let's go find your car. Hop in. Let's go find your car.
That's nice of you. They were full out tailgates with music and drinks and little barbecue grills.
Yeah, it's when this parking lot opens at 5, like it will be festive tonight. There will be a good 3 hours of pre-gaming up until ice time. Doug Plagans is going to join us this hour. He'll be on the call tonight right here on 560 WQAM. So I want to make sure we get headlines done so that we can talk with Plagans. You know, we did talk a lot of NBA today because of the Celtics winning last night. But I haven't reminded you, and I meant to, Heat fans, you can experience a behind-the-scenes tour of the Kaseya Center from June 24th through September 27th. And so if you want to go see, you know, all the inner workings at the home of the three-time NBA champion Miami Heat, the guided tour includes access to VIP areas such as the Heat locker room, training facilities, arena suites, lounges, the media control room, all the cool stuff. And tour ticket holders get a 10% discount at the Miami Heat store. So if you want more info, want to have a little something on the calendar over the next few months, go to KaseyaCenter.com/all-access-tours. KaseyaCenter.com/all-access-tours. Let us get headlines for the 4 o'clock hour with our own Alejandro Solana, who might be feeling a little hubris himself.
What is that?
Listen, I'm out today. I didn't know Czechoslovakia didn't exist. So I'm not correcting anybody.
95% of the world.
I know the last part of that word, but I'm not too familiar with the first part.
Got you. Bris.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
Is that when you get the little man cut off?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Perfect reaction. Oh, man.
Did you mention that the Panthers are playing Game 5 tonight?
No. That's tonight?
Yeah, tonight.
Well, what the hell's Crowder doing in Cooperstown?
A big Panther contingent up here.
We're talking with Will from Local 10. They've got 11 reporting crews around the South Florida. We've got Crowder in Cooperstown and our associate producers on a European cruise.
And I don't have cable, so I have to leave the house to watch it. It's ridiculous.
All right. I don't really have anything else for headlines. I just have, like, some random stuff that I can get to. I'll start here. You guys see Brandon Ayuk, San Francisco Giants wide receiver. He told Commanders quarterback Jaden Daniels. He was on TikTok.
I didn't want to, you know. I said I wasn't going to correct anybody today, but he is not the San Francisco Giants wide receiver.
What did I say? Giants? San Francisco 49ers wide receiver, Brandon Ayuk. He was on FaceTime with Jane Daniels from the Commanders, and he said the 49ers, quote, don't want me back as the team and him continue negotiations. And then he posted that video. So maybe Brandon Ayuk gone from San Francisco.
This is our headline for the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah, what do you want me to tell you? The Marlins are playing Ayuk today.
News? I saw something that Tua and the Dolphins are getting closer. I'm just, again,
from who?
I didn't know,
from
I didn't know Czechoslovakia broke up, so I feel already, you know, extraordinarily dumb today. So I don't want to take issue with much of anything from anyone. But I do find that a startling first headline on today, that Brandon Ayuk might not be wanted back by the 49ers. I just thought that was an interesting choice.
Right, number one seed in the NFC last year, led the team in receiving
really,
yards
doubling
and receptions.
Down, huh? Now we're getting Ayuk stats? Now we're getting Brandon Ayuk stats.
1,342 yards last year, Hawk. I mean, this isn't...
We need to hear about Ayuk.
All right.
Solana, I liked it. I didn't know.
As the lead headline, you liked it.
Well,
huh?
I mean, you've gone over the fact that the Panthers play.
Sure.
We've gone over the fact that the Celtics last night won an NBA title.
Indeed.
I've told you three times already today the Marlins are playing at 6:10
right.
against the St. Louis Cardinals.
Right. You even told us once that it was the Arlins.
Those were playing tonight.
But again, I followed that up with not knowing Czechoslovakia had disbanded. So I feel like, you know, just out of it today.
I would have led with Euro Cup scores, Euro Championship scores.
But that's going to get me in trouble.
That would have gotten you in trouble, A, and B, would have bothered you guys because you have no interest in the beautiful game. So I led with an NFL headline before I get to some other nonsense that I have planned for this segment as well.
All right. Okay.
We got Ayuk down. We understand.
Right, so Ayuk,
that he might not go back.
Ayuk FaceTime possible gone. All right. Because I wanted to write a couple notes to myself. Because trust me, I'm circling back to that, say, on Friday. If the Panthers do win tonight, I can talk about them all day tomorrow and probably half a day Thursday. Friday, I'm right with you on the Ayuk story.
Okay. All right, over the WNBA. You guys see CBS's telecast for the Fever Sky game. That's Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese. Fever won the game. It averaged 2.25 million viewers. And per CBS, that made it the most watched WNBA game on any network in over 23 years.
All right.
That's amazing. That's what they need is that competitiveness. Jordan
rivalry.
Bird, all that
rivalry.
Stuff.
Yep.
They need the rivalry.
Yep.
Yes. And they're both good. They're both good in WNBA. It's not like they just got there because their names. Like,
correct.
Like Angel Reese is leading in a bunch of categories. Caitlin Clark is one of the best shooters in percentage and all that crap.
On this day.
Good stats out of me. Great stats out of me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good stats end in all that crap. Usually.
Yeah. I mean, Brandon Ayuk had so many all that crap combined yards.
1,342 yards, Hawk.
Some people call them all-purpose yards. I call them all that crap yards.
On this day 11 years ago, 2013, one of the greatest plays in NBA history.
Oh, I meant to ask you something about
made,
this. Are you going to play this? Do you have the sound of Mike Breen?
I don't have the sound of Mike Breen. I do have the sound from Mike Inglis as it was heard.
All right.
On, back then, 790 The Ticket.
Okay.
So Miami needs a good three. They've got time to set it up. Chalmers, left side, Real. LeBron for three. James misses. Rebound, Bosch. Back to Allen, the long shot. Allen from downtown with 5.2 left. Take those yellow ropes back inside.
What a great moment. Because I'm thinking of Mike Breen call where everyone knows, you know, Ray
Rebound
Allen, bang.
Bosch. Yeah. Back out to Allen, his three-pointer, bang!
Have we ever, I was thinking about that today, when I saw today was the day that that happened. Have we ever given that to DBJ?
No, I would remember that.
Yeah, let's give him the Ray Allen call, as called by Mike Breen. Because I think that would be a good call during a Canes game.
It would.
Right?
Yes. Rebound Bosch.
Yeah.
Back out to Allen.
Yeah.
His three-pointer. Yeah. Bang!
Bang!
Tie game!
Right? Let's give that to DBJ. I was thinking about that today.
Who was this? Who was this? This guy's bringing up Mario Chalmers a lot in that call. Who was that?
That's Mike Inglis. That's our friend.
I know, Mike. James is shooting. Bosch is rebounding.
He's telling you what's happening out on the court.
If I'm listening, I want to know where Mario Chalmers is.
Remember, Rio told us he was wide open in the opposite corner. He told us that on our show.
He did. That went viral.
Mm-hmm.
Game-winning shot. Where's Mario Chalmers? I never thought about
it. He was wide open is where he was.
He would have hit it, too. Just so you know.
I mean, dude was money.
I like who shot that shot. I really do.
All right.
I did, too, until I saw Ray Allen yesterday celebrating in Boston. Or he posted a picture of him celebrating with, like, Celtics gear on. Hey, Ray, they didn't want you there. You didn't want to be there. You left. They shamed you for it. I mean, embrace Miami. We know where you play golf every day. We know you're coaching. We know where you live.
We know where you live. It sounds like a threat.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, we know he's embraced South Florida. We know where.
Boys, Alana, but you're on your own with this one.
We know where you reside.
My God.
I've had to pay $33 for a coffee at your. At your damn coffee shop, okay? I mean, settle down on the Celtics love, Ray.
All right. Anything else, Solana? That actually turned out to be a very good headlines.
Finally, guys, on this day last year, it's the anniversary of the Titan sub that, remember, tragically was lost and was never found.
You cannot be serious. What did you just do? Why would you do that?
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorney. .com free consultations 24/7 at 866-954 more.
What went through your head? When we're all laughing and smiling and enjoying what turned out to be a good headline, what went through your head to just end it all? I'll remind everyone, on this day a year ago, a submarine tragedy happened where a lot of innocent people lost their lives.
Happened on this day last year, Hawk. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
What kind of judgment is that? Oh, my God.
And the ending was money.
It was
lost.
Like,
and never found.
No one was found.
Goodness gracious.
Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight the lows will drop into the upper 70s, but hot and humid. That is your weather.
Holy mackerel. I mean, you ran the gamut of emotion.
You didn't want Brandon Ayuk. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
You didn't want that. At the end, we finally dug ourselves out of it. I don't know what happened there at the end. And now, as we do every day at 4:25, here are the death notices from the newspaper. You read the obituaries to you. All right, Doug Plagans will save us in the next segment. We're going to talk some Panthers hockey. Doug Plagans, radio voice for your Panthers, is going to walk over here and get you ready for tonight, Stanley Cup Final Game 5, live at the Amerant Bank Arena, beautiful Sunrise, Florida.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
Ooh.
you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Doug Plagans is sitting with me here at the Amerind Bank Arena. You will hear him on the radio tonight on 560 WQAM right here. 7 o'clock pregame,
Plagans? 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock. Well, shortly after 8 o'clock, we're dropping the puck. So extended pregame beginning at 7.
Plagans is in game mode. He walked over here. He looked like a man on a mission. He's got a ton of media to do, right? I mean, I watched you on Local 10 Saturday night with Will Manso, but you're doing a whole bunch of media. I mean, this is
what it's all about.
The cream of the crop. I mean, you're there. We're here. It's happening. They can close it out tonight. Are you feeling the pressure, or are you the same Doug Plagans that we've known and loved for years?
Same guy. Same guy, but we're ready to roll here tonight. And I've talked to a handful of people about this today, but I'm most excited for all the fans who've supported this team for a long time. And I know this is a hot ticket, and I'm really excited for the 20,000 or so who are going to be on hand here tonight. But I'm really excited for everybody who's going to be watching this game across the region tonight, and all the Panthers fans afar who've been waiting for this for a long time. And hopefully the Panthers are able to deliver this evening and get that first Stanley Cup in team history and make June 18th, 2024, the biggest day in Panthers history. So, again, a second crack at it. They had a chance with the Cup in the building in Edmonton a couple of nights ago. I think what that one illustrated is you get to this point in the season, everybody who's in the playoffs, much less who gets to the Cup final, is there for a reason. It's hard to beat a team four straight games. There's a reason there's only been one sweep in the entirety of the Stanley Cup playoffs this year, and that was the Rangers over a Washington team that barely squeaked into the playoffs. It's hard to sweep somebody. So the Panthers now have a chance to get this done on home ice, and the last couple of days of reset, I believe, went a long way for them, and I think they're ready to go here this evening.
And Doug, I want to forget game four. It's just, you know, a bad game, but it just seemed like something was different. The style of play, the breakaways they hadn't had in the past, you know, the past three games. Was there something different that the Oilers did, or what happened there? Because I want to forget it, but I can't.
Well, I think it was one of those games you can't really take too much from it, and except for the point I'll make here in just a moment. But as far as that one went, yeah, Edmonton got a little bit more going than we've seen in the series. They try to get those rush chances a lot, the two-on-ones, three-on-twos, and there were more of those than maybe we're accustomed to at other points in the series. It felt like maybe something was a touch off early in the game. However, that being said, Stuart Skinner, you don't talk about the goaltender much in an 8-1 game typically, but he did have his best game of the series for Edmonton. He still had to make 32, 33 saves in that game, and there were some challenging ones, and the Panthers hit a couple of posts early in the game. So if one of those goes in, if Carter Verhaeghe cashes in on that one chance that was Stuart Skinner's biggest save of the whole series, if he had tied the game at 2-2 there, who knows how things would have played out after that. But Edmonton was able to build a bit of a lead and get that win back in game four. But all that being said, you look back in these playoffs, and I think anybody would say it, the Panthers, maybe the two low points of the playoffs were game four against the Tampa Bay Lightning and game one against the Boston Bruins. And both of those games, the Panthers came out the next game with exactly the kind of game they want to play, exactly the bounce back they were looking for, and really the blueprint of what's made this Panthers team successful all season. So if history is any indicator, the Panthers in these playoffs have been able to get the bounce back they need when they need it. We saw it against Tampa Bay. We saw it against Boston. Those two losses to the Rangers, Igor Shesterkin was the reason for those. You can't put too much on those. Those were games the Panthers still played pretty well in, all things considered. But that's why, just based on what we've seen in these playoffs, I would expect that the Panthers are going to come out with their A game early on.
Do you have any nervousness, though, that Edmonton found what they were looking for? And again, I don't think Sergei Bobrovsky had a bad game per se. It wasn't like every goal was on him. But did they maybe find what they had been missing? Man, they looked good. That offense that we had heard so much about with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl and like everything that you were scared of, it kind of came to fruition on Saturday night. Does it give you any nervousness that, hey, they found what they were looking for? It took them three games or four games, but they found what they're looking for, and you got to look out tonight.
They definitely got some things going, but I would look at that also and say that they opened things up a bit more than they had because they had to. They were down 3-0 in the series. At that point, just go for it is really the message if you're the Edmonton Oilers. Now, there is still some pressure on Edmonton in this game tonight. Their backs are still against the wall. They're the team that's a loss away from being, you know, a loss away from coming up on the short end of this thing. So there is still some pressure on their part. Are they going to continue to try and open it up the way that they did the other day? We'll just have to wait and see. The X factor here, and the Panthers aren't exactly a hard match team. They're not a team that lives and dies off the matchup. We saw that with how good their road record was during the regular season. But tonight, coming back home, the Panthers do have the benefit of that last change on their side, which means Paul Maurice is able to put Alexander Barkov wherever he wants in terms of the matchup. He's able to get him out there against McDavid. He's able to get him out there against Draisaitl. Whatever the situation is, he's able to put Anton Lundell where he wants. He's able to get the Bennett-Kachuk grouping wherever he wants them to go. So that's a luxury that the Panthers have now coming home this evening. The Panthers are the deeper team, and the Panthers are, again, when you have Barkov, who's really the ultimate trump card when it comes to a matchup defensively against any forward in the National Hockey League, that can really play in your favor being back home.
And, Doug, you bring up the defense. Can they be more defensive-minded or something like that? Like, I don't know, because it seemed like they got stuck on the Oilers' side of the ice a lot, and the Oilers had those fast breaks. Can they leave some people back? I know the score wouldn't be as high, but they won't let that stuff happen.
I think the Panthers just want to get back to the game that they play. This is one of the best defensive teams in the league. The Panthers are a defense-first hockey team, and that's really the backbone of their game, is playing that strong defensive style that made them one of the best defensive teams in the league this season. So I think for them, it's going to be just coming out and getting to their game early on. I think last time out, what you saw is it's darn near impossible, no matter who you are, to keep Connor McDavid and company at bay for an entire series. At some point, they were going to break out and have their night. Now you just hope that game four was their night. That was it. They got it out of their system, and the Panthers get back to their game early tonight.
If not, you'll have to travel back to Edmonton. We talked with Will Mansa. I mean, nobody wants to take that trip once again. But did you enjoy your time? I know you've been to Edmonton before. Did you enjoy your time out there? They must be just Oilers mad.
Oh, it's
because they're such a hockey city. It had to be kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun to be in that environment. And this Panthers team thrives off being in hostile environments. But it was cool to experience that. The volume in the building, the Stanley Cup final in a Canadian market, again, the furthest north market in the National Hockey League. It was exciting. Plus, the fact that I'd never been to Edmonton when it was A, warm outside. Mm. And when I say warm, I mean like
60s,
but it's still really nice. And also, this time of the year, you get like 19 hours of daylight this time of the year. So the sun would come up at like 5 in the morning, or maybe even earlier. It was coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, and the sun wouldn't set until about 11 o'clock at night. It was pretty cool to see. I'd never been to Edmonton this time of the year, so that was a different experience, and that was a lot of fun.
Did you do any eating? Like, what was your... What was on your...
There's a Canadian steakhouse chain called The Keg. Bill Lindsay and I went there. I always like to go to The Keg. I think I've been to The Keg in every market in Canada that I've been to.
What do you get?
So, I'm a sirloin guy. That's my favorite kind of steak. I think it has the best flavor. So that was what I get. They have a teriyaki sirloin that's really good there. So I get that. But there's some Greek food, some Mediterranean food, stuff like that I like up there. So that's always good to have. Yeah, Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons is good.
Oh, I mean, the best Timmy Ho's.
Doug, you steak in potatoes, you steak in spinach. What you got on the side?
Baked potato, plain, like my personality. That's
plain.
No, just kidding. That's what I always tell the server. They ask what I would plain. They don't always know how to react to that. But yeah. I like a little butter and sour cream on the side. But yeah, I eat the whole thing.
I love the skin. Yeah.
Yeah. And I go a little bit more on the plain side. I don't need it overly dressed up.
Really? So yeah. No cheese, no bacon bits?
I can if somebody if it's in there
no
all
chives?
No chives. If it's in there already,
draws
I'm fine with it. I don't mind it if that stuff's in there, but if I have the opportunity, I'm just gonna eat the potato.
Huh. That's a fascinating take on potatoes because
I do the same.
Really?
Yeah, I order a baked potato, everything on the side. And normally, maybe a little butter in between, maybe, but everything else, I'm good.
Yeah.
Well, so you order it on the side, but then you don't eat it? Why don't you just tell them you don't want anything on it?
Because if you tell them baked potato, plain, they always bring something in it. But if you tell them I want everything on the side, they have to package up all the little bacon bits.
He's not wrong because they don't believe you that you want it just completely plain.
Right.
So they're going to put they're going to get cutesy somewhere in the potato.
Because it's dry as hell. They're trying to help you out.
Yeah. Because they don't want a choking incident.
Well, there are a lot of places that do it really well with like the salt on the outside. Yeah. It's kind of crispy. Mm. Yeah. So you don't need anything in
Cracker Barrel does a great potato.
So I haven't been there for anything but breakfast. Maybe in my whole life.
Oh, they have a great breakfast, too. Love me some Cracker Barrel. Anyway.
Do you like the general store? Do you find anything good in there?
Oh, I mean, the time of your life. You do a little dining, and then you do a little shopping. You might get yourself some, Boston baked beans, a nice little throwback candy. You might get yourself some Razzles, maybe a Chunky. It's such a
delight. You can sit on one of those rocking chairs out front.
Oh, the rocking chairs, the checkers. It's really, I would submit to you, Cracker Barrel is better than Epcot.
I've never been to Epcot. But based on my feeling on most theme parks, I'll take Cracker Barrel.
It was just a thought. It was a fleeting thought.
You guys know I'm not a big theme park guy, so I'll take Cracker Barrel.
It was a fleeting thought. Lomberg back in the lineup tonight. Yep. What else did Paul Maurice have to say today? Anything of note?
The couple days was a good reset. They have a chance to get back to their game here tonight. Everybody looking forward to the opportunity. And Ryan Lomberg hasn't played since Game 3 against the Rangers. And that was really a big product of just the fact that they were coming off a loss. They changed something up. Then all of a sudden they won 6 games in a row. And when you win 6 games in a row at this time of the year, and knock on wood, everybody's pretty healthy, you're probably not going to change much. And that was just the way things fell at that point in time. But they're excited to get Ryan Lomberg back in tonight. This is a matchup where his speed could certainly come in handy and his intensity and everything that goes across the board and his ability to again rally the bench and keep things light and the fact that he's always talking out there, something that could lend itself to this matchup here this evening. So going to be exciting to see the Lomborghini out of the garage tonight and back onto the ice.
I can't wait. Doug, this is kind of a random question, but do you think Paul Maurice, if they win tonight, do you think Paul Maurice will get choked up at all? Like, is he a crier? I don't mean that as an indictment on him, because I know hockey players are supposed to be tough and rugged, and I believe he has that side of him as well, but he's also shown us a more introspective side of things also. And I wonder, really, like, if tonight it means so much to him.
Yeah, and this would be the culmination
right.
of a long storied career that's missing one thing.
A long storied career that has no signs of slowing down.
True.
And he's mentioned, we all know how badly he wants this and how badly everybody wants it and how badly everybody wants it for him. You never know. It's I think everybody experiences emotions when that comes around, and nobody really knows how they're going to react
to
that.
Will you cry?
You know what? It's going to be an emotional time. You never know.
When's the last time you've cried?
I don't know, but it's, you never know until you get into the situation. It's one of those things. Until it happens, you don't really know how you're going
to. Do you think I could get you to cry during this segment? Is there anything that I could uncover that would make you well up with tears?
I don't know.
Have I ever done that to anyone on the air before? Have I gotten anyone to cry?
Just me.
No.
Oh, no, you're wrong. I got Gino Toretta to cry.
You did.
But
yeah,
it was
no
like
buts.
He did.
Hawk.
What?
He just kept. What was that? Is when they inducted him in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Who's gonna be there? What are y'all gonna talk about? What's your most fondest memory of any of your teammates?
Well, like, he was talking about his father too, and his father no longer being around and not being able to be there.
His dad.
So he
his dad
up.
Missing it. Yeah. Yes,
why are you trying to steal the moment from me?
I think you were going low, Hawk. I think you went low.
You know what? If you keep telling me that Whataburger is better than In-N-Out, then maybe I might cry.
If they brought your potato loaded, would you tear up?
No.
Do you think Moeller might cry tonight? He has been with this organization for the longest.
You never know. I think it's one of those things. I don't think any of us know how we're going to feel until
you hang out with these guys. Billy Lindsay. Will Billy Lindsay cry tonight?
I think there's going to be some emotion there. And I think
I love Flagan's answers because he'll never give you an answer.
Best way possible.
But every answer has been the same thing, which is you don't know, but he is.
Yeah, you don't know until it happens.
He's
until
couched it in different ways.
If we are so fortunate for this to happen, we'll find out.
How does Billy Lindsay get his steak?
How did he get his steak? Because he was sitting right next to me. Yeah. I can't remember how he got his steak.
We can't get an answer out of Plagans on anything. We have just, he is.
I'm good at tap dancing around anything you want to tap dance around.
Game mode, man. He is not going to, he won't give us bulletin board material.
What's your game-winning celebration? The Panthers win. Stanley Cup celebration food. Like, what do you need to eat?
Well, I don't know what's going to be open that late at night.
Another non-answer. I could do this all day.
I got
a submarine story.
Do you already have your game-winning call written?
No, I've never scripted a thing.
Really?
Never scripted a thing, never will. And I think every moment needs to be organic. Obviously, you run things through your mind, but no, I'm not going to have a piece of paper in front of me.
Can we bounce a couple ideas off you?
Sure.
No, I don't want to. Doug Plagans, listen to him tonight.
Because here's the thing. You can have anything you want scripted. What happens if it happens in overtime?
Right.
Then it's totally different.
Right. Is there a way, Solana, you think he could weave in the submarine because it is the one-year anniversary? So what is the name of the submarine?
Ocean Gate.
The Ocean Gate. All right, forget it. Doug Plagans, we love you, and we are rooting for. He just wants to get out of here. He's like, enough of this nonsense already. Anybody have any ideas for Plagans before we let him go officially?
You heard about Czechoslovakia?
It broke up like.
Well,
32 years ago.
I didn't know that till the 2 o'clock hour today.
Really?
Yeah.
Slovakia and the Czech Republic are different places.
I had no idea. How about that for stupidity on your radio?
Interesting.
Yeah. I had no idea. Anyway, Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight on 560 WQAM. Nothing is scripted. Whatever comes out of his mouth is what he's feeling at that moment. And if tears start streaming down his face, it's not planned. It's just him overcome with emotion. It could happen.
We don't know how it's going to be until, again, hopefully we get to that situation. And like I said, there's differences. If I'm just getting into the mechanics of it, say the Panthers are up 6-1 late and you know it's a foregone conclusion. That's one scenario. What if they're up 2-1 and they're under siege, protecting the lead late, battling to the final horn? That's it. Or what if it's overtime? It's live sports. You can't
pre-plan. Ever made you cry in your life?
Sports made me cry in my life. Maybe when I was younger or something.
But interesting. Yeah.
But I could see myself getting emotional later.
All right.
Tune in at 11. We'll find out.
I tried to add something to my Toretta, montage because right now I have one entry in the montage.
Get it.
Love you, Doug. Love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Have we got you out of game mode? Did we? Az Hakeem is what I was thinking. I thought that might be a tier worthy moment for him, but yeah, it did not turn out to be that way. Feel like we've run into a brick wall here, Blagans.
Az Hakeem at White Castle. Great, great memory.
It's almost like interviewing like a robot at some point where it's like, now talk about Az Hakeem. So maybe a couple of tears tonight.
Maybe. Wouldn't rule it out.
You never know.
Rule it out. Tune into the Cats Recap Show after tonight's game on your drive home.
Any chance Manny Chang up in the booth or Billy Lindsay might tear up?
They might.
If that camera's on.
Yeah, Chang will do anything for the camera. All right, there you go. Doug Plagans, have a good call tonight.
Thank you very much.
He also has to go to do other interviews. I know he has a million media things to do, and I kept him here way too long just because that's a personality defect of my own.
Why do you say it like Oprah? Have you ever cried?
Because I felt like I was getting somewhere with him. So then I thought Solana had a good question about crying, Paul Maurice, and I'm like, well, let me make this deeper. Will you cry? Will Moeller cry? But he won't give you anything, man. He makes me laugh.
He's hilarious. He'll let you know when he's flying to Edmonton.
No idea. You don't know when he's going, where he's staying. Yeah. We'll ask Cunha. I think Cunha's going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Do you think he might tear up?
No.
Yes.
If he has to fly back to Edmonton, he will absolutely cry.
I believe Cunha's cried at a sporting event, though.
No chance.
Yes.
No chance.
I think it's a facade, that toughness.
I believe he has cried fishing with his dad. He loves that. I don't think there's a sporting event on earth that would make Cunha cry.
Let's ask him about the first event he went to with his dad.
There you go. I might get him to cry.
Let's dig in.
All right. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next, live here from the Amerant Bank Arena.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
We want Florida! We want Florida!
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.